This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia today rejected the opposition's allegations of snooping, saying that snooping is neither possible nor will happen with the Sanchar Sathi app. Replying to a question in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Scindia clarified that users can activate the app by registering at their convenience to access its benefits, and they may deactivate or delete it from their devices at any time. He said the Narendra Modi government has provided this facility to protect the citizens from fraudulent activities.
Today, every citizen of the country can protect themselves from fraud from stolen mobile. They can record and report their stolen mobile. And 20 crore hits have been made on our portal. Approximately 1 crore 50 lakh apps have been downloaded. And today, I want to record that on the basis of this app and portal, 1 crore 50 lakh mobile connections have been disconnected in the country which are fraudulent because the public has reported this. Approximately 2.6 million stolen handsets we have traced. We have also returned 7 lakh handsets that have been stolen.
Meanwhile, the government has decided not to make the pre-installation of the Sanchar Sathi app mandatory for mobile manufacturers. The Ministry of Communications in a statement said that the app is secure and purely meant to help citizens from bad actors in the cyber world. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Central Excise Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the Central Excise Act 1944. The Act provides for the levy and collection of central excise duties on goods manufactured or produced in India. The bill increases central excise duty on unmanufactured tobacco, manufactured tobacco, tobacco products and tobacco substitutes. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill in the lower house. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that fake news is a threat to democracy. He stressed on the need to take strict action on social media fake news and AI-generated deep fakes. The minister was replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha today. Mr. Vaishnav said a new draft rule has been published to identify and take action against AI-generated deep fakes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared an article on social media today highlighting the importance of natural farming. Mr. Modi said it promotes diversified fields where plants, trees and livestock coexist to support natural biodiversity. He issued a clarion call to people across India to adopt and expand natural farming practices. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed the government's resolve to ensure dignity, accessibility and equal opportunities for persons with disabilities on the occasion of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, highlighting the steps taken in recent years. Mr. Modi, in a social media post, noted that India has strengthened its commitment to Divyang Kalyan. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said that today nearly 64% of citizens receive at least one form of social security, making India the world's second largest provider of social security benefits. Speaking at India Edge 2025 conference in New Delhi today, the minister said the new labour codes brought by the government drew insights from the International Labour Organization by introducing several worker-friendly measures.
We have to give rights to the laborers. We also have to ensure their welfare, and that is why we have taken several such steps, which is not just about the merging of laws, but we have brought these reforms as a mission to give dignity and respect to our workforce and honor their self-empowerment.
In men's cricket, India was 334 for 5 in 47.3 overs against South Africa in the second ODI of the three-match series in Raipur when reports last came in. Rudraj Gaikwad scored 105 off 83 balls, while Virat Kohli scored 102 off 93 balls. Earlier, the visitors won the toss and elected to field. And with that, we end this news bulletin.